Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. What a dynamic way to kick off the class of 1973. That's Elvis with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the incredible Steamroller Blues, a tune written by James Taylor. And now, inspired by Todd Rundgren, I feel so motivated to simply say, hello, it's me.
Hello.
So much great music from 1973. Case in point, Todd Rundgren. And hello, it's me, right here on KPTZ 91.9 in Fort Townsend, the only city in these here parts to have its own love train. In fact, I can hear it coming around the bend right now. Running that love train right through the studio here are the OJs, and one of the big hits of 1973. In fact, trying to narrow down the number of selections that I can play in 1 hour was, in fact, an embarrassment of riches. And though I had to leave a few out and save them for next time, here's one I just had to go with from Keith Hampshire. And it's a real beauty, titled The First Cut is the Deepest.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Just to help me dry the tears that I have cried, and I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again.
I don't know how they could have made that any better than they did. Keith Hampshire, and the first cut is the deepest. And the Osborne Show continues now with a guy who always turned out a great song. That's Jim Croce. And we'll just call him the ultimate singer-songwriter.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, and today has turned to dust. Tongue has turned to clay and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. That's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. 'Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
Come the morning, mama, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor. Now, if we're going to talk about great songwriters, I guess we better squeeze in something by Bob Dylan. He knew how to put a song together.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Bob Dylan, Knock, Knock, Knockin' on Heaven's Door. And that was not only a hit in 1973, but also from the film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, in which Bob Dylan starred. And you've got it dialed in to 91.9 KPTZ. I'm Jerry Osborne, and I'm so happy to have one of my good friends stopping by to sing her song for you today. And that would be Donna Fargo. And she had the remarkable distinction of having her first 10 hits all be in the top 10. And half of those were number one. So she got off to a great start to her amazing career. I guess you could say it just took her a little while to get her head together, and it was the hardest thing she ever did.
It just took a little while for me to get my head together. Growing up's the hardest thing I've ever done. Here I am like a stranger in the house I grew up in and learned right from wrong, and if I did, but the sun never shined enough on Daddy's growing older, and Mother's never died, but she did. And I remember feeling guilty 'cause I couldn't wait to leave here, though I loved him every way that I knew how. So I packed up all my yesterdays and headed for tomorrow. It's almost tomorrow now, and Daddy's little girl is home. Rusted and all the playthings have rusted, but here I am a woman somehow, and all those growing pains of yesterday are gonna get me through tomorrow, 'cause it's almost tomorrow now, and Daddy's little girl is home. But where's the little girl gone? She bundled up her dirty jeans and tinny popper magazines in search of what her was all about, with a little rag doll and Charlie Brown and an old suitcase full of hand-me-downs and a loneliness she knew so much about. Oh, but I can still remember when he used to gaze out this window wondering who I was and what I would become. And it just took a little while for me to get my head together. Growing up's the hardest thing I've ever done. Oh, yes,
to me, that sounds down there autobiographical. Little Girl Gone. Donna Fargo, she wrote it and she sang it. And it's a real gem from the class of 1973. And also from that year, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones turned out a ballad that would be one of their number one hits. And as you know, most of their hits were hardcore rock and roll. But not so with Angie.
Angie, Angie, where will it lead us from here? With no loving in our souls and no money in our courts, you can say we're satisfied. Try. said goodbye. With no loving in our households and no money in our coats, you can't say we're satisfied.
The Stones with kind of a laid-back tune, and that's all about Angie. And speaking of girls in songs, what about Sweet Mary Jo? Yeah, she was kind of a Stepford Wife type, and all of a sudden she morphed into Sweet Gypsy Rose, who was more of a Gypsy Rose Lee type. And that remarkable story can be told best by Tony Orlando and Dawn.
We were very happy, well, at least I thought we were. Can somebody tell me what's got into her? A house, a home, a family, and a man that loves her so. Who'd believe she'd leave us to join the burlesque show? Oh, say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? When she was my sweet Mary Jo, now she's got rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose? Oh, I go when my Jo's dancing here in New Orleans, in this smoke-filled honky-tonk they call the land of dreams. Oh, here she comes a-strutting in her birthday clothes. Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose? Oh, baby, won't you come home? Say, we all miss you. And every night we kiss your picture. Oh, Rose, one night the lights go dim and the crowd goes home. That's the day you wake up and you find you're all alone. So let's say goodbye to Gypsy and old Mary Jo. Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose?
Oh, say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose? Tony Orlando and Dawn, one of the top groups of the early 70s. And immediately following this musical interlude from Amanda, we'll have Elton John, one of the top male vocalists of the 70s.
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should ask on the phone, but should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
Silky smooth transition that was from Elton John and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road to the Four Tops and Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh no, it don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take.
She don't ask for things, no damn
reason. So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down.
Well, I
Levi Stubbs and the Four Tops, and a great tune about a great lady. As you know, we're basking in the music of 1973, but next week is one of my all-time favorite years. We go back to 1963, and I want to share it with you. Now from the group known as Looking Glass, we simply look through that glass to get a better picture of Sweet Something, and that's her name.
Sweet Something is smiling and grooving, easily swinging and singing a song. Just watching her gracefully moving says nothing with something could ever be wrong. She's so fine, walking in harmony, breathing in time. She's so fine, sweet something so fine. She's standing by cool running water, watching it winding and finding its way. She must be the sky's natural daughter, running in sun, and she's living today. She's so fine, walking in harmony, breathing in time. She's so fine, sweet something is so fine. Everyone thinks about sweet, sweet something some of the time. Everyone's gotta go visit her once in a while. Everyone knows where something lives, and everyone needs what something gives. Everyone's gotta go see her sometime, yeah. Smile, sweet, sweet child. Something is everyone's lover. Gently she's calling us all in our mind. One morning you'll surely discover nothing but something is all you can find. She's so fine, walking in harmony, breathing in time. She's so fine, sweet something is. Something is so fine, sweet something is. Don't you know the girl's so fine?
From the class of 1973, there's The Looking Glass and Sweet Something, and I always thought that was every bit as good as their huge hit Brandy. Now, without further ado, a little fanfare for Sir Paul McCartney and his love.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. And my love does it good. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love. Thank you. never say goodbye to my love. It's understood. It's everywhere with my
Love is the title, and that is Paul McCartney, one of those great stars who had something every year and therefore could just about be on every one of our shows. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ 91.9 in good old Port Townsend. And we're going to have to hurry if we're going to catch that midnight train to Georgia. And whether we can get a seat or not depends on how many pips are along. We know that Gladys Knight never travels without her pips. But they are featured prominently in this great song of hers.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he burned all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh. Without him in mind. Oh, he's leaving.
Leaving
on the midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to
ooh,
find.
A simpler place of time.
Oh,
that midnight train,
Georgia.
in his world than live without him in mine.
All aboard the midnight train to Georgia with Gladys Knight and the Pips. But our journey is going to be a little bit further north this time. Yeah, we're going up to Washington, D.C., which is the basis for one of the most brilliant novelty records of all time. Well Done by The Creep. That's the name of the group. But the title will tell you what it's all about. It's Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean. Take it away, guys!
We're Haldeman, Ehrlichman,
Mitchell,
and Dean. The way we've been treated is really obscene. To think that a bug worth hardly a shrug could end up by getting us tossed in the jug.
We all got the gate for no reason or rhyme.
You'd think we'd committed some horrible crime.
Our minds may be dirty, but our hands are clean.
We're Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell,
and Dean.
We're Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean. Our job was to see that the White House stayed green.
We might have had flaws, like bending the laws, but God only knows it was for a good cause.
There's no power shortage where we were concerned.
And what little profit resulted we earned.
Four lovelier fellows you never have seen
than Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean.
We're Haldeman, Ehrlichman,
Mitchell,
and Dean.
Our past has been fat, but the future looks lean.
With backs to the wall, we're taking the fall.
But damn it, we only rob Pete to pay Paul. Just when we were getting to be well-to-do,
the Watergate turned into our Waterloo. And now everybody is out to demean poor Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean. Yes, we're Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean.
We're perfectly willing to spill every bean.
We've nothing to hide with God on our side.
He knows we were only along for the ride. But so it won't come as a terrible blow. There's one little thing that we think you should know. Whatever we say isn't quite what we mean.
We're Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell,
and Dean.
Oh yes, we're Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean. Things won't be the same when we're gone from the scene. But people will still recall with a thrill
our sellout performance on Capitol Hill.
It just isn't fair to take all of the blame when all we were doing was playing the game. Now all of Washington's caught in between Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean.
Great job by The Creep, and it's Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean. And one can't help but wonder whether or not there will be some novelty songs about all of the bizarre political activity of 2016 and 2017. Time will tell. Now, the number one instrumental hit of 1973 is by the Edgar Winter Group, and we know it as Frankenstein.
We'll be right back.
That is Frankenstein, but not from the movie of the same name, and it sounds like an irritated feline there on that last note or two. Well, it's time for us to step aside now. We'll get back with you about a week from right now for the class of 1963. Meanwhile, we're going to go out with Charlie Rich, and you got to get that girl's attention and tell her how beautiful she is.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happened to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her.
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.